I'm a Boston guy, born and bred. Professionally, I was an attorney. I retired last year, but over 40 years of experience as a business attorney, so I'm familiar with a lot of the business issues that a place like KDNK would be concerned about. You know, I'm not licensed in Colorado, so I don't want people to think this is a Colorado lawyer you're getting, but I do have a lot of sense when it comes to business issues and legal issues, and can certainly bring that perspective to my membership as a board member if I'm elected. I have volunteered as an officer and director in a number of 501c3 organizations over the years. I'm currently a sub DJ here at KDNK and loving that. I started back in August, I believe, and have probably done 13 or 14 shows already. And, you know, I can't get enough of that because I just love spending time in the production room and putting together shows with themes. In fact, I'm starting to call my show Thinking Thematically.
Why are you passionate about KDNK's mission of connecting communities through radio?
Well, I really don't have to look any further than how I came to be a DJ. I heard the announcement on KDNK back in July, I think. It said, show up at the station if you're interested in being a DJ. I did just that. And before I knew it, I was in front of the microphone or behind it. I don't know which way, what the direction is there. But what I like about the radio and KDNK in particular is the immediacy of the connection between what's spoken and what's heard. You know, I mean, these days it's basically newspapers or the radio. We don't have any TV stations locally, and I think KDNK provides an extraordinary method of connecting people with what's going on, whether it's cultural, social, educational. I mean, I love the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
What specifically will you do as a board member to support KDNK?
Well, I'm a newbie. I moved here about 18 months ago. My wife and I bought a lodge in Redstone. What I will do is dive into board membership, see what the issues are, and try to address them with common sense and business perspective. Fundraising, I can help with that. Several months ago, my wife and I actually hosted a KDNK fundraising event at our lodge, and the good news is we got some new members, and that's what it's all about.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm actually delighted to see that there's five other extremely qualified candidates. You know, the guidance of this station is in good hands going forward, no matter what happens with the election. And, you know, we heard enough about it in the last few months, but get out and vote.
Thank you very much, Bruce Garr.
Thank you.